over the world, we can observe and be touched by acts of kindness. People from all walks of life, faiths and cultures, extend themselves beyond the call of duty to help others unconditionally. Through their noble deeds, humanity as a whole is elevated. To commend these virtuous actions and encourage more people to be inspired by their examples, Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly created a series of awards, including the Shining World Leadership Award, Shining World Compassion Award, Shining World Hero and Heroine Award, Shining World Honesty Award, and Shining World Invention Award to recognize some of the most exemplary, generous, caring, and courageous people who walk amongst us. Diesel, a beautiful husky, rolls happily on the fresh green lawn in his backyard. This simple pleasure is a new experience for him. Previously, Diesel spent much of his life tethered to a short chain. But today, thanks to Amanda Arrington and the Coalition to Unchain Dogs, a non-profit organization in the United States, he has a newly fenced yard in which he can romp and play, something he has never been able to do before.
Every bit of help.
Amanda Arrington smiles when she sees a much happier Diesel. She has always loved animals, and her compassion for them led her to stop eating meat as a young girl. Understanding that dogs are meant to live with dignity, respect, and freedom, she feels that chaining our canine companions is inhumane. So, she founded and currently directs the Coalition to Unchain Dogs, based in Durham, North Carolina, USA. Amanda is also the North Carolina Director of the Humane Society of the United States. To free tied-up dogs in the local community, the Coalition raises money to build fences and also installs them. The group seeks to increase public awareness about the physical, mental, and emotional needs of our dog friends, and advocates laws to prohibit the tethering of these precious animals. Now, let's find out how the Coalition to Unchain Dogs came into being.
Part of it a few years ago, my husband and I moved to Durham, North Carolina from Texas, and we had done rescue work in Texas, and when we moved here, wanted to continue in that work, and we noticed that there was a lot of chain dogs in Durham. Just driving around the town, we would see lots of chain dogs. There was a neighborhood group in Durham that was concerned with the issue also. And when I heard about that, I went to the meeting for that group, and it started from there, having a public discussion on, this is a problem, how can we fix it?
Although the Coalition's mission is to assist the canines and caregivers of Durham and surrounding areas, Ms. Arrington has been pleasantly surprised at the interest shown by people from other parts of the country in the group's work.
I really did not expect people from all over the country to hear about it, and people have. We were consulting with folks in Vermont and Oregon and Florida and Oklahoma, and then of course a lot of places around the state of North Carolina that are wanting to start things similar in their communities.
Do you have a count of how many dogs have been rescued unchained since you started the group?
We've done probably about 130 to 140 dogs so far. A lot of happy dogs.
Dogs are social animals that love companionship and interaction with others. So when they are tied up, they experience loneliness, stress, and boredom. The American Veterinary Medical Association warns that training a dog can contribute to aggressive behavior. And the U.S. Center for Disease Control, or CDC, states that a chained dog is almost 3 times more likely to bite than one that is free. Thus, the Coalition to Unchain Dogs helps to create a safer, more enjoyable, and healthier environment for our canine friends.
What our main goal is to get dogs off of the chains and inside a fence or to be taken in the home to where they're part of the family. They have room to run around and play. And in doing that, we also provide free vaccinations for the dogs and free spay-neuter for them. We want them to be healthy. We want them to live happy, long lives, and the vaccinations and the spay-neuter is a part of that. So it's kind of an all-encompassing plan. We don't want to just get them off the chain. We want to get them off the chain to have a better life all around.
We asked Ms. Arrington how caregivers typically react when her organization approaches them about untethering their dogs.
That's probably been one of the most surprising parts of starting this group. I was not sure how people would respond with me going to their homes, knocking on their doors, and saying, I want to help you and I want to help your dog. And it's just been such a positive response. People are very excited that there's someone that cares and that there's this group of people that want to come to them and help them. They start to see their dogs in a new way.
How many volunteers are in your group?
We probably have about 30 to 40 that come out every week and are building fences and helping us transport dogs back and forth to the vet.
You actually have the groups build the fences?
Yes, we do it from beginning to end. We go out, we meet the people first, have dogs that are chained. We go from there to setting up vet appointments. We go and pick up the dogs, take them to the vet, and then we go out and purchase the material, take the material to the house, and actually erect the fence.
When we return, we'll meet some of the friendly volunteers who work with the Coalition to Unchain Dogs. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. The Coalition to Unchain Dogs is a group based in Durham, North Carolina, USA, that addresses the issue of dog tethering by building fences so that canines can be free in their own yards. Robert and Lori Hensley are volunteers with the Coalition. They next describe how they became involved with this kind-hearted endeavor.
Opened the paper one day and saw an advertisement where the Coalition of Unchained Dogs was having a garage sale to raise money. And I've been looking for opportunities to volunteer. And when I read that, I thought, that's something I might be interested in, Unchained Dogs. So I went to the garage sale and I met Amanda and got some information and joined the listserv so I could find out when fences were going to be built. And then coincidentally, I met her again in a few weeks at a party and began to talk to her about what the Coalition does, and I was really amazed at the things that she was telling me, and I was curious, you know, how does she meet these people who she talks into getting fences and getting their dogs spay-neutered, and so I thought that maybe I should just go out with her one Saturday and see how she does it.
Robert Hensley relates how he also found a satisfying role with the Coalition and describes how the group benefits not only dogs and their caregivers, but also the entire community.
One of the things I think brings the men out is the fence building. And those of us who like to get out and swing a hammer and build things like that. So we do have quite a diverse group. I think it's amazing just that we have a group that will come out and build fences, but beyond that, the Coalition has been responsible also for the passage of local legislation, which has actually banned or restricted the chaining of dogs in the community.
Well,
The coalition has been instrumental in the enactment of anti-chaining laws in North Carolina's Durham and Orange counties. The city of Raleigh, North Carolina, is now considering passing a similar ordinance. Amanda Arrington is also seeking a statewide animal welfare law that would limit the tying up of dogs to a maximum of 3 hours in a 24-hour period. Upon learning of the group's noble work, Supreme Master Ching Hai bestowed the Shining World Compassion Award on the Coalition to Unchain Dogs. Some of our association members recently presented the prestigious honor to Ms. Arrington, who accepted it on the organization's behalf.
Dear Mrs. Arrington, it is with great pleasure and gratitude that we present to the Coalition to Unchain Dogs the Shining World Compassionate Award. This award is presented in recognition of your coalition's outstanding effort to provide freedom to tethered dogs. Your selfless spirit of service to our co-inhabitants and enlightened leadership, creating a brighter future for our world. Compassionately responding to the needs of the chained dog, you have founded a remarkable and voluntary organization, the Coalition to Unchain Dogs. Starting with a simple idea to provide fencing for dogs in open yards, the Coalition has received many wonderful goals, benefiting countless canines. Most importantly, the dogs are getting a new lease on life. Their eyes sparkle with newfound freedom as they playfully run and leap around. For selflessly providing for the need of mistreated dogs, for your vision, wisdom, creativity, and heartfelt love toward all beings, and for being a dedicated and noble role model, we hereby applaud and celebrate the compassionate deed of the Coalition to Unchain Dogs, with special thanks to Ms. Amanda Arrington, director and founder. With great honor, love, and blessings, the Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Thank you very much. This is very, very nice.
In addition to the framed award letter, the Coalition was given a beautiful plaque.
In recognition of the unconditional, pure-hearted love and noble action, providing hope and newfound freedom to our canine friends, lighting the way for a more compassionate world, with compliments and gratitude for your loving vision, kindness, and warm-hearted dedication.
Thank you.
Ms. Arrington also received several gifts, including the number one international bestsellers, The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds.
Well, thank you for this honor. This was very, very nice.
Our best wishes for your continued success, Miss Amanda Arrington, and all the noble volunteers of the Coalition to Unchain Dogs. Your dedication and hard work have brought untold happiness into the lives of our canine friends. It was a pleasure having you with us for today's episode of the Shining World Compassion Award series on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. May all beings live as one.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW